Now, in many states, Republican congressional candidates are on the defensive over corruption scandals. But in the state of New Jersey, it's incumbent Democratic Senator Robert Menendez who is battling charges of corruption, coming from his Republican challenger, Tom Kane Jr. NPR's David Wellness sent this report from Livingston, New Jersey.
Turn on your TV in New Jersey, and there's a good chance you'll hear about the Democrat whom New Jersey Governor John Corzine appointed to replace him in the Senate.
Kickback schemes, federal criminal probes. That's what you get with Bob Menendez.
I'm Tom Kane, Jr., and I approve this message.
Kane, who's the 38-year-old son and namesake of New Jersey's popular former governor, has hammered 52-year-old Menendez, the son of poor Cuban immigrants, for months over a real estate deal involving hundreds of thousands of dollars in rent payments to Menendez from a federally funded nonprofit group. Last week, during the campaign's final debate at a local radio station, Menendez lashed out at Kane for actually calling him corrupt.
This is the way he started right after the primary. This is his campaign of smear. This is the problem
because you're wrong on all the issues, and you know it. That's untrue, Bob.
And
you're doing anything you can to distract from the fact that you're under federal criminal investigation.
That's simply not true. You can say it as many times as you want.
These people thought you did such
it's
a good job
not
for them.
True.
Rutgers University congressional expert Ross Baker says while there is a federal probe of the rent deal, only the nonprofit group has been issued subpoenas. Still, Baker says recent high-profile scandals involving New Jersey Democrats make Kane's corruption charges plausible to voters here.
It just never seems to stop. So it is an issue, and I think it does give a Republican traction in the state in which the Democrats have had the corner for sure on corruption.
Baker says voters are also confused about just which Tom Kane is running, the former governor and chair of the 9/11 commission, or his son. In a move spotlighting the family name, Kane held a news conference last Wednesday at Kane University, built on land his family donated, at the Kane Hall Conference Center in Kane Hall. And he brought with him a special guest.
My father, Tom Kane Jr.
Even the candidates seem confused about who's who. His father's actually Tom Kane Sr. At his first public appearance with his son in the campaign, Tom Kane Sr. proclaimed Menendez guilty by association.
You know, I've known Bob Menendez for a long, long time. He comes out of a corrupt culture. As you and I look at the state of New Jersey, Hudson County, traditionally, the reputation is the most corrupt county in the state. He is the leader of that county and a political leader of that county.
But while the Canes focused on corruption, Menendez was going after Kane for his support for the war in Iraq and his ties to President Bush. That same day, Menendez held his own news conference to underscore Kane's stance on the war.
Tom, your position on Iraq is clear, no matter how you try to hide it. You have supported George Bush's war from the beginning, and you support its status quo approach today.
That evening, before a packed candidates forum at a synagogue here in Livingston, Menendez accused Kane of wanting to keep U.S. troops in Iraq indefinitely.
We have a fundamentally different view, and I believe that we need to transition out of Iraq. $380 billion later.
Kane, though, derided pulling U.S. troops out.
It's unrealistic. I want to get our troops out of harm's way as quickly as humanly possible. But we cannot allow Iraq to devolve into a humanitarian crisis. We cannot allow for it to become a terrorist haven because that could destabilize the Middle East. We cannot allow for a failed state.
That failed to move Anna Berlinrud of Maplewood, whose son returned last week from his third tour of duty in Iraq. She said during a meeting with parents of troops in August, Kane showed little interest in what was really going on in Iraq.
But he did say, though, that knowing everything that he's learned, had he been in the Senate back in 2002, yes, he would have voted to go, and he thinks that the war is of vital interest to the United States.
Marty Rothberg of TNEC stood by Kane on the war.
I'm not going to say there weren't mistakes. Clearly mistakes were made, and now we have to deal with where we are right now. And I think most of the citizens of the country want us to leave. The question is how we leave.
In the end, voters here will have to decide which is more troubling, the corruption charges against Menendez or Kane's support for the war and the president. David Wellna, NPR News, Livingston, New Jersey.